As we come to the table of the Lord this morning, I don't think I've ever done it this way before, but in keeping with the coming of Christ and the beginning of that new age when Jesus does come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. It says both in Isaiah, and I believe Paul says it in Corinthians, it says, eye has not seen, nor has ear heard, nor has it entered into the minds of man what God has in store for them, Isaiah puts it, who wait for the Lord. Paul puts it, who love the Lord. No contradiction. Who wait with hope. Who, beyond hope, beyond what's seen, love God in the meantime. Our Father knows what we have need of here. And this communion table causes us to remember Jesus through these elements of the broken bread and the cup of wine. What have we need of here? In the bread, it is declared throughout the scriptures that our well-being, that is our wholeness, that is our wellness, that is our prosperity, meaning provision for our needs, that these are all found in Christ, I have been going through health problems, and I have been trusting the words of God and the name of God, which is Jehovah Rapha, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And I'm still going through it. But my hope's not diminished because my hope is in God. And He promised, and faithful is He who promised. And it culminates wherein it says that He lifted off our sicknesses and diseases from us, and He carried the pains thereof away. Whether it be manifest or not in this life, forever, O Lord, Thy word is settled in heaven, and I hope you, along with me this morning, or any time that you hear this message and partake of these elements, will declare with me that with his stripes I was healed. In Jesus and by Jesus was I healed. I say amen, because that report of Isaiah opens by saying, who has believed, who has amened, who has had no doubt in that report? And with voice I declare the confidence. I have. And you should declare through the confidence that you have, that our God is faithful. Take this bread in Jesus. Amen. The second element at this table is a cup of wine. That's what it is. But it's a symbol, as God oft spoke in times past in types and shadows, designed to draw our attention and bring to our remembrance what, in this case, this cup represents. It represents the life of Jesus poured out for us. It represents the blood of the Lamb and for God's children. It serves as a reminder that we are made worthy by his blood. The thought can sometimes be overwhelming. But to the praise and glory of God and of his faithfulness and the faithfulness of Jesus Christ, we do lift this cup, and by faith declare God's word, and do take comfort that God, as Jesus said in the 14th chapter of John, doeth the work. We are made worthy. By the blood of Christ. Take it in Jesus' name. thanking God for His grace, for His unmerited favor, to His glory. Amen.